Hey gamers, Jake Barros here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Four Xbox first-party titles are headed to new platforms in the future, with Microsoft finally addressing ongoing rumors that it was considering a shift in its platform strategy via a special episode of the Xbox official podcast. While it says it's maintaining its current strategy when it comes to Xbox hardware and exclusives along with Game Pass, the decision to bring four titles across was to benefit the long-term health of Xbox. While the titles weren't revealed, the team confirmed that two of these are community-driven games and two are smaller titles. It's also confirmed that there are no plans to bring Starfield or Indiana Jones and the Great Circle to competing platforms. During the same podcast, the Xbox team also briefly spoke about console hardware and the role it continues to play in Xbox's business, with president of Xbox, Sarah Bond, stressing that it's still key to the flagship experience for players. Bond also briefly mentioned that new hardware announcements are on the way this holiday. On top of that, next gen is very much still in the pipeline, and Xbox fans can expect big things, with Bond confirming that Xbox is invested in the next generation roadmap and that it's focused on delivering the largest technical leap ever seen in a hardware generation. Lastly, it was also confirmed that Activision Blizzard games will begin to roll out for Xbox Game Pass subscribers, with Blizzard's mammoth 2023 RPG Diablo 4 being first cab off the rank on March 28th. It'll be the first Activision Blizzard title to come to the service after the company was acquired by Microsoft last year, and it will be the start of an ongoing introduction of games to the service. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.